Thousands of Cameroonians are currently receiving life-changing medical care aboard a Chinese hospital ship which has docked in Douala. The ship is staffed by some 350 medical professionals invited by President Paul Biya to provide essential health care services to Cameroonians. In today's viewpoint, Sally Ebenye-Nyoki salutes this humanitarian initiative and its potential to strengthen Sino-Cameroonian relations.
The military alliance between China and Cameroon has undergone some changes since 1971, which now include cooperation in humanitarian endeavors, such as the presence of the Chinese hospital ship known as Peace Ark at the Douala seaport. The arrival of the hospital ship is a succulent benefit of the Sino-African summit, where Cameroon took an active part. This speaks volumes of China's dedication to supporting Cameroon beyond military interests to tackling pressing social challenges. As both nations strengthen their ties through military collaboration and humanitarian efforts, they reinforce a relationship built on mutual benefits and cooperation in sectors that ultimately contribute to the well-being of our country. The presence of the hospital ship also points to the abiding concern of our president, who has invested heavily in building healthcare facilities but is struggling with a diminishing number of specialists because many of them are going abroad for better opportunities. While many health facilities are equipped with advanced technology, the scarcity of professionals to meet the needs of the patient population leaves many individuals without the care they need. That is why it is gratifying that the hospital ship, with qualified medical personnel aboard and equipped with state-of-the-art facilities, offers a vital solution for communities facing inadequate health care. The ship provides top-class treatment for patients with different conditions, showcasing the benefits of international collaboration in healing and saving lives. It is well known that many Cameroonians are in a financial mess that prevents them from accessing badly needed medical services. As such, they resort to alternative medicine, consult charlatans, or fall into the hands of self-proclaimed spiritual healers for expected deliverance. This Chinese initiative, therefore, provides great relief and inspires hope among those who have long endured health issues without solutions. The enthusiasm surrounding the registration of patients, consultations, and treatments aboard the ship suggests that many may find solace and answers to their long-standing health concerns. Come to think of it, some 300 patients are expected to be attended to by the medical team on the ship daily. Besides, the ship's crew also intends to visit hospitals, orphanages, and detachments of the Cameroon military to promote their health operations. So, China's involvement in this mission is more than just assistance. It exemplifies a commitment to building long-term relationships grounded in mutual respect and benefit. As Cameroon grapples with its healthcare challenges, such laudable initiatives are palpable evidence of shared responsibility in reducing the burden inherent in healthcare. The partnership between both countries in this domain is an expression of their commitment to the broader trend in global health diplomacy, where nations collaborate to share resources and expertise. As the hospital ship embarks on its humanitarian mission, it not only provides immediate assistance, but also sets the stage for future collaboration in curative health. This partnership serves as a model on how nations can effectively work together to enhance the lives of their citizens and set a precedent for similar initiatives throughout the African continent. Over and above all, the presence of the hospital ship is more than just a medical mission. It also gives a ray of optimism on the transformative power of international cooperation to afford a healthier future for all.
Sally Ebenye-Nyoki, editorialist.